Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to the Help I've Sexed My Boss Advent Calendar. Now, you've probably gathered already that this is the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life. But this Christmas, we're releasing daily episodes up until the big day itself. William and I are your Christmas elves, helping you have a proper Christmas. We don't agree on many Christmas traditions, but we've got plenty of advice and festive fun to bring to you over the next few weeks. I'm Jordan North, and with me is the UK's leading etiquette expert, Mr. William Hanson.
I'm more Father Christmas, you're more Fathers for Justice.
God. If you... Oh, God, I don't... God. Let's just move on from that before...
Okay, look, it's the 14th of December, so we're going to... It says here on my script, we're going to talk about the big man.
Ho, ho, ho!
So I'm interested. It's Father Christmas, of course.
One thing we agree on...
Yes?
...is calling him Father Christmas.
Absolutely.
We'll get onto that soon.
Let's pull the cracker. Who's going to win? Who's going to win? Who's going to win?
I'm going to win today.
Oh, you are.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's all in your mind.
Pissing eye out, huh? Today's Christmas joke. What did Santa say to the smoker?
I don't know.
Please don't smoke. It's bad for me health.
Oh, God. Lovely. Okay. So, have you ever met Father Christmas?
Yeah, at St. George's Shopping Centre. Oh, no. St. George's Shopping Centre in Preston.
Okay.
Yeah, I've met him a few times when I was younger.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Where?
Shopping centres up and down Burnley, schools. He came to me Auntie Mags's pub once as well.
Right.
Had a pint of John Smith's and a mince pie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he likes all of that.
Yeah. We used to have a lot of Christmas parties when we were back in the days when we were on army camps. He used to come then.
Have you ever... You know, some people for fancy dress parties dress up like Father Christmas.
Yeah.
Like they might dress up like the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to dress up as Father Christmas?
I can't say I have, no, have you?
No.
No.
Maybe it's something to put on the list for next year.
Yeah, it'd be good that. But
I could sit on your lap and you can empty your sack.
Have you ever... Shut up. Have you...
I mean, that's not even subtle. I'm sorry. Could you stop playing with the yo-yo?
Have you ever met Father Christmas?
Oh, numerous times. Mm-hmm. Granny used to have... Again... Thank you. Granny used to have, if as children, if her hand went down to the left, she was reaching for her oil can because it meant we were whining. She didn't have an oil can down there, but she'd look at us and go, "Ah."
What does that mean?
Meaning we still were complaining. Okay. And if her hand went down to the right, she was getting her direct line to Father Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
To tell Father Christmas that we needed no presents that year.
This is a great time for parents and grandparents up and down the country if kids are misbehaving. We used to do that. I'll ring him.
Did you ever write to Father Christmas
yes.
as a child?
We used to write to him in school, didn't you? And then you got a letter.
Ah, okay. Because I would write. My parents would make me write.
Oh, would they?
I don't know what then happened if my school then made us write again. I don't know whether I sat there and went, "I've already done it. Actually, I'm just going to sit this one out."
What would you write? Would you like hello? Would you be polite, or would you write what you wanted for Christmas?
Well, so what's yesterday I sobered my mother up. And asked her to fish out some of the letters that I wrote to Father Christmas.
Your mum has kept so much memorabilia. My mum bins everything.
Well, if you open your phone now, I have sent you two examples of me aged, I think, 6 and 7.
Do you want me to read them?
Yep. Well, try. You can try. I mean, I'll be honest, my grammar was a bit all over the shop, but let's bear
Dear up. Father Christmas, William Hanson here. Please may I have some toys in my stockings? Oh, you did good join up. Right. I hope your elves are working hard. Happy Christmas. I've been a good boy. Love from William Hansen. And there's a picture of a...
Oh, and I've labelled the picture. We'll put this on our Instagram. I have labelled the picture Father Christmas's grotto.
That's so sweet.
I've even put an FC above the door.
That's so...
Attention to detail. And I've drawn one of his elves.
That is so sweet. Oh, there's another one.
Now, this next one...
Let me read
yeah,
this.
Just be careful with this next one.
Dear Father Christmas, I have been a good boy all year. Spelled Ben wrong. Been. I would... Private education. You're spelling would. W... UD. I would like a big Frank and a Mr. Frosty and a Playmobil ghost. I love you and I love my family. Love William Hansen. XOXOX. P.S. I am staying at my granny and granddad's. Please may I have some toys for my brother. That's sweet.
I mean, I was quite sweet.
That was very sweet. I never got Mr. Frosty.
And well, I can't really remember what Mr. Frosty was.
Mr. Frosty, it's the Christmas... No, I'm singing. Mr. Frosty, you remember the advert? I never got one. I always felt like I missed out. Don't get me wrong.
Was it like a slush puppy type
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, it meant slush puppies. Mr. Frosty has so much fun. You can get it. And then all the kids on the advert were like, wow! If we were that loud playing with toys when I were younger...
Mm, we should get a clip round the ear.
Shut up! Trying to watch Pissing Emmerdale here. If you play with your toys, go upstairs and play with him. Pigging Mr. Frosty. Quiet him down. Been at work all day and I want to put up with this shit. It's another peep into my childhood there. I did have very loving parents.
Yes. Yeah, no, clearly.
But what no, you get him that for, Wendy? Mr. Frosty.
So when my mother was searching for those letters yesterday, she also found a drawing I had done of her aged 5.
Yeah.
And underneath it, I've written... Apparently the drawing is, you know, as most children's drawings, not overly flattering.
Yeah.
And underneath it, I've written, you do like your chocolate, don't you? So I was a bitch even back when I was 5.
Do you have any facts about Father Christmas? So we call him Father Christmas. Santa's American, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we'll get on to that. So the legend of Father Christmas can be traced back hundreds of years to a monk named St. Nicholas.
I mean, Turkey, wasn't it?
Yes, I think so. Indeed, you're right. In fact, my next sentence says it is believed that St. Nicholas was born sometime around 280 AD. So after Jesus.
Okay.
We're in AD now. In Patara, near Myra in modern-day Turkey. And St. Nicholas was admired for his kindness. He would go around and give all the inherited wealth to the poor and sick. So, in effect, it was very much like the modern-day Labour Party. One of the best-known St. Nicholas stories... One of the best... What? One of the best-known St. Nicholas stories is the time that he saved 3 poor sisters from being sold into slavery or prostitution. So, good on St. Nicholas on that one. And the name Santa Claus, which, of course, is what the Americans call it, evolved from St. Nicholas's Dutch nickname, which was Sinterklaas, a shortened form of Sint Nicolaas, which is obviously Dutch for...
Vodpecker!
For St. Nicholas. But yes, we call him Father Christmas. And there is also actually a bit of history here. You probably know the story that Coca-Cola turned Father Christmas red. Not really true.
Oh, is it not?
They popularised him turning red. But he was actually red before that. He was traditionally green.
Yeah.
Because he lived in the forest and green trees, blah, blah, blah. And there were already drawings of him red. And, of course, Coca-Cola needed a marketing campaign to get people to drink Coca-Cola during the winter months because traditionally it was associated as a summer drink.
Oh.
And Coca-Cola's company brand colour, as it still is, was red. So they used a red Father Christmas. And that's sort of what has popularised red Father Christmas today.
That is very, very interesting.
Thank you.
I do like the Coca-Cola advert. It's very nice.
People get very hysterical about that when they hear the first holidays are coming. Obviously, it's not holidays, it's Christmas. But again, you know, we know who we have to blame for that.
What do you leave out for Father Christmas? Because we always left him a carrot and a mince pie and some milk. Because if you left him whiskey, he'd be hammered. Think of all houses he visits.
Ah, now you see, this might be a class difference. You did whiskey, we did sherry.
Oh, did you? No, we didn't do sherry, we did milk.
You did milk.
Yeah, because we didn't want him. We didn't want him pissed.
I think we did milk for the reindeers.
No, reindeers don't drink milk.
I think they might. Well, ours did.
But we
did mince pie and carrot. Yeah, carrot for the reindeer.
Yeah.
Milk for the reindeer. Sherry for Father Christmas. He must be absolutely sloshed come Christmas Day.
I bet he's hammered. I remember one year we. I can only apologise, Father Christmas, if you're listening. We didn't have any carrots in, so we left a bowl of tinned carrots.
Did you leave a can opener?
No, I think it was a pot. We just opened the can.
Oh, I see.
For the reindeers, and we left a bowl of tinned carrots.
Left out a can of Green Giant.
And it was empty in the morning.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so the reindeers must have had the carrots.
Well, they're desperate by that point. It's a miracle that reindeers aren't clinically obese and Father Christmas isn't pissed.
Well, yeah. Father Christmas is, you know. Yeah. But I always say don't leave them whiskey because you don't want a pissed Father Christmas, do you?
No. You might get someone else's presents.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, you don't want that.
Yeah, God, my child. I've said this before and I make no joke of it. I really need to go into therapy.
Therapy would be good. So, Jordan, if you have learnt one thing about today's episode, what would it be?
That Father Christmas is the most joyous and happiest of
men,
and he represents everything that's good about this world, and we should be more like old Saint Nick,
and we should give our money to the poor.
And what have you learned about today's episode?
I've learned that I was a bitch when I was five.
Yeah. Even at five you was catty.
And I have.
What did you say? My God, you do like chocolate.
You do like your chocolate, don't you? It's written underneath. And I've learned that, you know, if this year I run out of carrots for Father Christmas's reindeer, I can just go and raid the larder.
Tinned carrots.
Put some tinned carrots out.
If you've ate all your mince pies, or like my mum, we didn't have carrots in that year. I remember it's because we're going round to my grandma's, she didn't have anything in. Then don't worry, just make him a butty.
He'll be delighted with that.
Leave him a butty out. Leave him some out, just so he can snack on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Marvellous. Well, so many culinary ideas for Father Christmas. Maybe leave out some vegetables. He probably needs a bit of veg in between all of that.
Or some biscuits.
Yeah, it's still carbs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow for tomorrow's edition of the Help I Sexed My Boss Advent Calendar.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.